Okay, so I'm reading from Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the angels said to one another, Let's go. Let's go down to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad. And they said it to everyone, and they told them about the child. And all that they heard was wondered about. Sorry, I read that wrong. And all that they heard, it wondered at those things which were told by them, by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of those things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them.
Okay, so I've given my talk tonight the title, The Best Christmas Lights Ever. We've seen some ideas and demonstrations of Christmas lights, but I want to suggest there was nothing like the lights on the night the shepherds were on the hill and the angels appeared. I think it probably pipped Ingleby Barwick. The shepherds, having a quiet night, so they thought, suddenly interrupted by the angels. I ask the question, so why the shepherds? I don't know whether you know this, but shepherds were considered to be some of the lowest of the low. They were almost permanently out in the fields with the sheep. They slept with them, probably smelt like them. They were not allowed to appear as witnesses in court because their word was considered not to be trusted. They were of no value in society. If you wanted to announce the birth of a king, would you tell the lowest people in society, or would you announce it to other kings and other rulers, and more important people? But this king, he would be like no other king. He would be a king who would come for everyone, even those considered the lowest in society. And so the news was announced to the shepherds. Did you know the shepherds were the only ones who got a personal invitation to go and see Jesus? The wise men saw a star, but the shepherds got a personal invitation. In doing all of this, God sends a message to all, including you and me, that we are invited to meet Jesus. And that invitation is still valid today. But as we think about that passage and the shepherds and all that went on that night, I also want to briefly think about just the end of that passage. In verse 19, Sarah read, "And Mary pondered all these things in her heart." I just want to think about Mary for a little bit in this. Again, Mary, just a young girl, really. Not high in society. Didn't have any rights of her own, really. Wasn't even allowed to choose her own husband. That's how low she was. And yet, again, visited by an angel. What strikes me about Mary, though, is when you go back into Luke chapter 1 and verse 38, when the angel comes and says to her, "You're going to have a baby, and it's going to be the Son of God." And what does she say? Already the lowest of the low in society, potentially now going to be stoned for what is about to happen to her, because that's how they would treat her. She turns around and says, "I'm your willing servant, God. Whatever you say, do it." What faith, what complete faith Mary had. "I'm your willing servant. Be it unto me as you say." It took such great faith for Mary to do that. And it takes great faith for us to receive Jesus. But we have a royal invitation. Don't know how many of you got an invitation to the wedding that took place this year. Not many, I suspect. Put your hand up if you got an invitation. Did you go to the wedding? No, I didn't think so. But we have a more important invitation. We have an invitation to meet Jesus. That invitation is available to you tonight. We've come tonight, we've sang carols, we've sung about Jesus, but the real deal is an invitation to meet Jesus, to know Jesus, to know who he really is. And I want to give you that invitation personally. Just like the angels gave the shepherds a personal invitation, I want to say to you personally tonight, you're invited to meet Jesus. You're invited to know Jesus. The question is, have you got the same faith that Mary had? Have you got the same faith those shepherds had to leave their sheep, to go, to find Jesus? Because that's what it takes. It takes faith. And so tonight, very short talk, but a very important point. You are invited to know Jesus. Do you want to know him? Are you willing? Will you come to know him? In a minute, we're going to sing our final song, and then we're going to enjoy mulled wine and mince pies and coffee. And I have been told, so I'll do it now while I remember to tell you that both tables will be exactly the same. So if you go to that side and then go to that side, you'll still get the same. But while we're doing that, if you tonight have never met Jesus, don't know really who Jesus is, don't know Jesus as your friend, I want to say to you tonight, there's an invitation there for you to come. Whilst everybody else is getting their coffee and their mince pies and everything else, if you would like to know more about how you can know Jesus, how you can accept that personal invitation, there's some little books here. I'm going to lay them on the top. Just come and pick one up. And if you really want to know more about that book, come and talk to me. Or come and talk to one of the other members of the church. And we'll tell you how you can make the greatest decision in your life tonight. To know Jesus. Not just to sing about him, but to know him. So we're going to finish with a carol you all know, I think. Hark the herald. Hark the herald, angels sing.